He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the rich ones and cheap, put his ambitions in day. Summers and winter scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife and bore him a young son named Jim. All of the answers and all the questions he locked in his attic. Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Bombs killed his lady and left him with only one. His body was back, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While tears were falling, he was recalling answers he never found. Hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the island, fishes the pilot, and drinks that green label each day, writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. Cars through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. And he went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. Merci beaucoup. All right.